I'm Fred Child. I've moved across the hall to the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio, where they're back. The Parker Quartet is here, performs today's Artists in Residence. Welcome back. Great to have you here. Daniel Chong and Karen Kim playing violins. Daniel, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Karen, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Jessica Bodner playing viola. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you.
And Ki-young Kim playing cello. Ki, great to have you back.
Hi, Fred.
We have music by Bartok on the way, his string quartet number one. But before we get to that, every time you guys are here, I love finding out a little bit more about you, learning about you musically, but also who you are as people and what you do together as a quartet. And I know that eating is a big part of being a quartet. Since you spend so much time together, you spend a lot of time eating together too. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you could each tell me either your favorite meal or the strangest meal that you've had. Daniel, why don't we start with you?
Oh boy. Probably one instance that stands out in memory is when we went to Tongyeong Festival in South Korea, which is right there on the ocean. And we were sitting at this meal. They bring out a variety of different dishes with fish and other kinds of seafood. And eventually they bring out something. And at first it looks like the plate is moving, but the plate is not moving. It's what's on the plate that you notice is moving. And it turns out to be octopus that they literally had just chopped up 2 minutes before they put it on that dish. And they're saying, you know, this is the freshest octopus you'll ever have, but there's only one warning. You have to make sure to chew really well and swallow fast, because if you don't, it'll stick to your throat. That was pretty weird.
Because this is, I mean, they've just cut it up. It's still kind of writhing a little
bit,
and the tentacles are still working.
Absolutely.
Did it go down okay?
Yeah, I just chewed as fast as I could and swallowed as fast as I could. Didn't really savor it. But
couldn't you just say no thank you?
I guess you could, but when you're, you know, when you get a chance to try something that you haven't tried before, why not take that leap of faith?
Karen, is there anything you can possibly add to that or top that with?
Well, I don't think I can top that experience. That was pretty weird and amazing. But our quartet just really loves Korean food. And so that whole tour to Korea was just amazing. We had so many great meals, and especially because Dan and Ki and my parents were all there, they kept taking us out. And I think I had a 10-course meal like every night. It was ridiculous.
One of the most memorable moments of that trip, I remember, was a very domestic scene. I remember, you know, Jess is our only, I guess, white person in the group, because the rest of us are all Korean. And we were rehearsing at my parents' home in Seoul, and my mom had cooked some dinner, and it was it's called cheonggukjang, which is like a Korean version of miso paste, miso soup, but it's much thicker and a lot stinkier. I can't even eat it because it just stinks so bad. But I have this picture at home where my dad is sitting in his, you know, in his home clothes, and he's eating this thing, and right next to him is Jess, who's eating the same dish, like so nonchalant, so casual, like she belongs right there. And I love that image.
Jess, did you feel at home at that moment?
Oh yeah, I felt totally at home. We've been playing together now for 8 years, and I had actually never had Korean food before I started playing in this quartet. And from the moment that I tried Korean food, I just loved it. And to be able to be in Seoul at Ki's parents' house was a really special thing, you know, to be sitting there and eating this dish that you probably can't get many other places, you know, so it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We have music by Béla Bartók today, the string quartet number one. Actually, not the first quartet that he wrote, but the first one that was published, that he allowed out. He wrote this piece in 1908. He was 27 years old. It's a piece in three movements, and I'd love to have you guys lead me into the piece and help me understand what to listen for. Mm-hmm. At the very beginning of the piece, Daniel, you and Karen have a little back and forth. What's going on there?
Well, the great thing about this piece is that there's a bit of a story behind it. Bartok was madly in love with a Hungarian violinist by the name of Steffi Geyer, and that love was unrequited, and he had a really hard time getting over it. In fact, in a letter to her, he states that he's writing his first string quartet and that the first movement is a funeral dirge. So there's this sense of grief and pain and real sadness to it, and you can really hear it in the actual melody that opens this quartet. Karen and I sort of pass this major sixth motive as a duet, and it's really sad, but in another sense, it's very beautiful.
And that major sixth is the interval between the notes you're playing, kind of a wide interval as melodies go. Could you demonstrate, just play that opening for us in the two violins? Now, if you don't know that story that you told, Daniel, it's a sweet, melancholy melody. But if you know that, it's like this 27-year-old Bella saying, "Oh, Steffi, I love you so much. Why can't you love me back?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
And that's that funeral dirge that he's talking about in that opening movement. Jessica, we're talking about a composer here who, at this point in his life, he's 27 years old. He was really one of the first, what we'd call, ethnomusicologists. I mean, he was going around with a big, huge tape recorder in the first part of the 20th century, going from village to village in Romania and Hungary, recording folk music, writing down thousands and thousands and thousands of folk songs, and then incorporating that into what he did as a musician. But this is the fairly young Bartok. Can you still hear some of those folk rhythms in some way in what he does in this piece?
Yeah, well, the rhythm is a short, long rhythm with the emphasis on the short, so on the first note, and you can really hear it all throughout the quartet in a few different ways, but we're going to play one part where it's just literally passed around the quartet.
That's a moment from the third movement of this Béla Bartók String Quartet number 1. And interesting to think of that as a Hungarian rhythm in music, because it's almost like Hungarian language, where the emphasis is always on the first syllable, like Béla, Bartók, Zoltán, Kodály.
Yes, exactly.
And that in music it comes out the same way, yada, yada, yada. And you hear that, Jess, you were saying pretty much all the way through this piece?
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's hear this piece, the String Quartet number 1 from 1908 by the 27-year-old Béla Bartók. Daniel Chong and Karen Kim playing violins, Jessica Bodner playing viola, Ki-Yun Kim playing cello, the Parker Quartet joining us here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio.
Thank you.
The String Quartet No. 1 by Béla Bartók. The Parker Quartet played that for us here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Daniel Chong and Karen Kim, violins, Jessica Bodner, viola, and Ki-Young Kim playing the cello. The Parker Quartet performs today's Artists in Residence back with us here in the studio. And that piece takes us through such an incredible range of emotions over about half an hour. And it starts off that funeral dirge that you were describing, Daniel, that Bartok writes about in a letter, just out and out mourning at the beginning. But then it gets melancholy, pensive, it brightens up a little bit, a little flash of anger. And then at the end, it's just like this freight train with unstoppable momentum that takes us right up to the end of the piece. I mean, it seems, Daniel, like this is a piece that just takes everything you have as a musician and as a quartet to pull this off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a journey from beginning to end. Even the way it's structured from the slow movement being the first movement and just how throughout the second movement and third movement just keeps getting faster and more energetic. And by the end, it's almost as if he's reached sort of an apotheosis of sorts.
Yeah, like this big emotional catharsis at the end.
Absolutely.
Finally coming to terms with the fact that this woman he loves, Steffi, doesn't love him back. Although, Daniel, there's sort of a follow-up to this story.
Yeah, we were playing this a little while ago in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I believe the person who wrote the program notes for that concert came up to us backstage after the concert, and he was talking to us because he knew somebody that had run into Steffi Geyer herself in a sanatorium somewhere. And he got to, of course, asking her about Béla Bartók and his crush for her and asked her what had happened there. And Steffi apparently mentioned that, you know, it wasn't so much that I wasn't interested in him. It was more that he was so intense, and that sort of scared me.
Well, you can hear that intensity in this piece.
Absolutely.
And all the way through, and especially toward the end, as it just builds and builds and builds. Mm-hmm. Well, it's such an amazing piece, and thanks so much for playing it for us today. It's one that doesn't get played as often as some other quartets, the String Quartet Number 1 by Bartok, and great to hear you guys play it. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
The Parker Quartet, Artists in Residence for performance today. This is the second of what will be four visits in our studios with the Parker Quartet, so I look forward to seeing you all again soon. Daniel Chong playing first violin. Daniel, see you soon.
Thanks again.
Karen Kim playing second violin. Karen?
Great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. Jessica Bodner playing the viola. Jessica, see you soon.
Yep, see you soon.
And Ki Young Kim playing the cello. Ki, see you right back here soon.
Okay, till next time.